trip. Nitroglycerin. For 100 years since Cecil Rhodes founded this explosives plant, mainly for the mines up in Johannesburg, they've been making and occasionally spilling nitroglycerin and other explosives, mostly over in those trees there where there are a whole lot of old storage bunkers. The difficulty in releasing all of this area for urban development, which is the plan, is they can't even get environmental specialists like Ted in there to take samples in case they get blown up, because they're not sure whether there's a risk or not. So they've even used remote controlled sampling devices to take the first samples, and they have to go in there very gingerly, sort of one step at a time. Eventually, people will be living there and playing sports and doing all sorts of things, but it's going to be a very long process. This is probably one of the most spectacular environmental cleanup operations anywhere in the world in terms of the diversity of chemicals and the risks, and also the potential in terms of the enormous value that you can add to the land by cleaning it up. So it's not surprising that we've already had 3 MSC species out of it, and there are probably many more to come. But this sulfur dump here is probably the main focus of interest. Although over there you can see what is known as a dead tree area, there's still some controversy as to whether it's the salinity in the groundwater from the pollution, coupled with natural salinity in this low-lying area, but also water logging during the winter months because of changes in the hydrology from the urban development up there, which have caused a lot of those eucalyptus trees to die back.